turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cult singing king of the SEO show.
Imagine for a second that you are like the top-rated cardiologist in Texas. You know, you have 3 decades of clinical experience, you've published dozens of peer-reviewed papers, and your clinic has a literal wall of prestigious awards.
Right, a total industry heavyweight.
Exactly. Now imagine losing a prospective patient to a brand new, way less experienced competitor down the street simply because your practice's website lacked an invisible microscopic string of code that a chatbot was looking for.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is the reality right now.
It is. Today, we are looking at why traditional web optimization is suddenly entirely obsolete for certain high-stakes fields. Welcome to today's deep dive.
It's a massive paradigm shift. The internet used to operate under this assumption that best written, most helpful content would naturally just rise to the top. But when you introduce generative AI into the mix, the underlying mechanics of how authority is granted, they completely flip.
Yeah, and our mission today is to decode exactly how AI search engines are fundamentally changing those rules of the internet for high-stakes businesses. We are going to explore the hidden machinery operating behind, really, every single answer these algorithms generate for you.
It's fascinating stuff.
It really is.
Yeah.
And we are drawing from a truly fascinating piece of source material published today, May 28, 2026. It's an article by Austin Code Monkey, which is an Austin, Texas-based SEO and AI search optimization company. And it is titled, Why YMYL Businesses Face the Highest Stakes in AI Search and What to Do About It. Okay, let's unpack this.
So to understand the stakes here, we have to establish what that acronym YMYL actually means to an algorithm. It stands for your money, your life.
Your money, your life.
Right. This is a classification system originally built by Google to sort of ring fence specific industries where bad information causes tangible real world harm. We're talking about legal services, financial advising, healthcare, civic infrastructure, news, and even like safety sensitive e-commerce.
Wait, safety sensitive e-commerce? Like what?
Yeah, like selling automotive brake pads or dietary supplements. Things where if the product fails or the info is wrong, somebody could actually get hurt.
Oh, that makes sense. Because whether you are looking for medical advice for a sick child or searching for a lawyer to handle a severe contract dispute, the information you get has to be flawless.
It has to be perfectly accurate. Because
okay,
in these categories, if the AI hallucinates or, you know, pulls from a bad source, the result isn't just a ruined dinner recipe.
Right.
It's a destroyed credit score or a missed legal statute of limitations. Or a literal medical emergency.
And that profound risk of harm, it basically changes the mathematical weights inside the AI's programming, right?
Absolutely. Generative search engines. And this means whether we are talking about Google's AI overviews, OpenAI's ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini, or Claude, they have all been heavily trained to mitigate liability.
They don't want to get sued.
Exactly. When a user prompt triggers that YMYL classification, the AI drastically raises its internal trust threshold. It stops looking for mere relevance and starts demanding irrefutable verification.
I like to think of the YMYL space as the high roller room of the internet casino.
Oh, I like that.
Right. If you are just playing the penny slots, like writing a blog about gardening or movie reviews, the doors are wide open. But the high roller room has completely different rules.
The security is incredibly tight.
Yes. The security is tight, the scrutiny is intense, and you cannot even get past the velvet rope to sit at the table without explicitly proving your identity, your capital, and your credentials.
That analogy hits the underlying logic perfectly because, you know, traditional SEO has always been a game of backlinks, keyword density, site speed. But in the YMYL space, AI engines treat those traditional signals as practically useless if they aren't backed by structured credential data.
Really? Even backlinks?
Even backlinks. A fast-loading website with 1,000 backlinks means absolutely nothing to an LLM if the algorithm cannot mathematically verify the real-world expertise of the person who actually wrote the content.
Wow. Because the stakes in this high roller room are so elevated, the AI just can't rely on the honor system. It needs a mechanism to verify human trust, which honestly sounds a bit like an oxymoron at first glance. How does a machine actually verify human trust?
It does it by relying on a highly specific three-pillared technical framework. The AI engines evaluate this high-stakes content using mandatory trust signals, and if you miss even one of them, your visibility just plummets.
It just drops off a cliff.
Totally. The foundational pillar is what we call credential and license schema.
So what does this all mean? Let me make sure I'm wrapping my head around this, because we mentioned that cardiologist earlier.
Right, the one with the awards.
Yeah. If that brilliant medical clinic has all their doctors' bios, their entire history of practice, and all their achievement plaques described in beautifully written plain text on their About Us page, the AI might just ignore it.
Completely ignore it.
It literally cannot read human context if it isn't coded in a specific way.
Yes. And I have to admit, the sheer cold mathematical efficiency of how this works is just brilliantly ruthless. I can geek out over this for hours because it highlights exactly how an LLM differs from a human reader.
Right, because we just look at the picture of the plaque.
Exactly. To you or me, a photo of a doctor holding a prestigious award alongside a well-crafted biography detailing their residency, that's a massive immediate trust signal. We infer authority through context.
We get the vibe.
Right, but an AI doesn't read the website the way we do. It parses data. It is looking for machine-readable structured data, specifically code formats like JSON-LD.
JSON-LD.
Yeah. Think of JSON-LD as a series of invisible digital sticky notes attached to your website's source code. If those medical board certifications or national provider identifier numbers, the NPI numbers, if they aren't explicitly wrapped in those exact JSON-LD tags, the AI's parser just skips right over
it
them.
It just doesn't see them at all.
Nope. The machine demands structured variable-based certainty over human nuance.
So it's essentially treating human language as white noise unless it is framed in this highly specific developer framework.
It really is. The plain text is for the human, but the schema is for the machine.
Yeah.
And right now, the machine is the gatekeeper.
Okay, so credential schema is the foundation. That's pillar one. What is the second pillar holding this up?
The second pillar is EEAT. That stands for experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
Just a mouthful.
It is, yeah. But in the context of AI search, EEAT dictates that every single piece of advice must be tethered to a named, credentialed human being. This completely eliminates the old practice of anonymous content.
Oh, like those articles just authored by admin.
Exactly. If a law firm publishes a brilliant, perfectly accurate 3,000-word article about tenant rights in Texas, but the author is listed as staff or admin, the AI treats that content as a massive liability.
Because there is no accountability.
None. If the advice is wrong, no one's professional reputation or license is on the line. The algorithm recognizes that anonymous device in a YMYL category is just inherently untrustworthy. Exactly the case. The AI needs to map the digital text to a real-world entity with skin in the game. It wants to see a direct, coded link from that specific author's profile page straight to a state bar listing, a regulatory record, or a medical board entry.
Wow. Okay.
The expertise has to be externally verifiable, which flows perfectly into the third mandatory pillar, which is entity consistency.
Entity consistency. This sounds like the AI acting as like a private investigator checking to see if your story holds up under pressure.
That's the exact mechanism. Generative AI models operate on confidence scores. To build confidence in a business, the algorithm cross-references every single mention of your entity across the entire web.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. It scrapes local directories, regulatory registries, the Better Business Bureau, Yelp, Google Business Profiles. It is looking to corroborate the data you provided in your schema.
So if your law firm moved offices like 3 years ago and there is an old directory out there somewhere still listing suite 200 instead of suite 400 or maybe a slightly different phone number.
That contradiction mathematically degrades the AI's confidence score. It introduces probabilistic doubt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if the machine cannot establish absolute certainty about something as simple as your physical address, it certainly isn't going to trust you with the user's legal defense or their retirement portfolio.
And since the AI is blindly reliant on this highly specific technical formatting and absolute consistency, the exact credentials it demands to see, they must vary wildly depending on the specific type of business you're running.
Oh, they do.
Which means a generic plug-and-play approach to optimizing a website is just going to fail completely here.
The scrutiny is incredibly surgical. Let's look at how the AI alters its expectations based on the specific industry subcategory.
Right.
Take law, for example.
Okay.
In law, the AI doesn't just want to know you passed a bar exam somewhere. It demands jurisdictional schema. This is structured data explicitly bounding where you are legally allowed to practice.
Right, because brilliant contract advice in Texas might be a complete disaster or entirely illegal if applied to a case in California. The AI needs to know the geographical limits of your expertise.
Precisely. Now look at the finance sector. So investment advisors, mortgage lenders, institutional banks, the parsing algorithms are actively hunting for SEC registrations, FINRA profiles, or NMLS numbers.
And for the listener unfamiliar with those, FINRA is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority.
Right, and it's not just a fancy badge you put on a brochure anymore. The AI looks for the specific API crossover or structured link to your regulatory history. If an AI doesn't see those verified numbers in the background code, it considers your financial advice to be speculative at best and dangerous at worst.
But the article notes that the absolute highest threshold of any category belongs to health and medical.
Without question. The algorithm is incredibly conservative here, for obvious reasons. It requires named authors with clinical credentials, institutional affiliations, and up-to-date professional licenses like the NPI numbers we discussed earlier.
It's leaving nothing to chance.
Nothing. And interestingly, this intense scrutiny bleeds over into high-value e-commerce. If you sell things that affect human safety, automotive parts, electronics, dietary supplements, the AI looks for specific product schema and regulatory compliance signals marked up in your catalog. If we connect this to the bigger picture,
it's like walking up to a highly advanced TSA scanner at the airport. It's not just a generic metal detector anymore, and the AI isn't looking at your face or listening to how confidently you speak. It is specifically scanning a microchip in your passport.
Yes.
Lawyers get their microchip scanned for jurisdictional bar numbers. Financial advisors get scanned for FINRA registrations. Medical professionals are scanned for active clinical licenses. And if that JSON LD tag isn't there, if the chip doesn't scan, the machine just beeps red.
You're just rejected.
Yeah, you aren't delayed. The gates stay locked. You are pulled out of line entirely, and you are rendered invisible in the AI search results.
That perfectly illustrates the binary nature of the system. You either possess the machine-readable clearance, or you simply do not exist in the AI's recommendations.
And because failing this digital TSA check means being invisible, businesses are actively bleeding their highest intent prospective clients to competitors who adapted to this new reality faster. Which brings us directly to the urgent cost of waiting, and more importantly, the blueprint to actually fix it.
The cost of delay, outlined in the Austin CodeMonkey article, is just staggering. When you look at shifting user behavior, consumers aren't waiting for traditional businesses to catch up to the technology. They are actively using AI right now to ask highly complex, urgent questions.
They're skipping regular search.
Exactly. They aren't going to Google and typing Austin tax lawyer. They are pulling up ChatGPT on their phone and asking, how many days do I have to dispute a commercial property tax assessment in Travis County? And what documentation is required?
The intent is so much deeper there.
So much deeper.
The user has a highly specific, very personal problem, and generative AI is returning an incredibly detailed answer that weaves in a recommendation to a specific, highly trusted local business. If you aren't optimized to provide those machine-readable trust signals, you cede that client to your competitor at the exact millisecond their need is formed.
You lose the client before you even knew they were looking. And this is why Austin CodeMonkey details a systematic restructuring process. It's a blueprint to become what they term AI citable. You can't just slap an expert badge on your homepage anymore. You have to build authority from the code up.
Let's walk through how a business actually executes this, because the article lays out a five-step architecture that logically flows from the foundational code all the way up to the local ecosystem. So what's step one?
The starting point has to be the underlying code. The very first thing a business must execute is credential and license schema implementation. You're essentially translating your real-world authority into that JSON LD format.
Okay, so getting the sticky notes in place.
Right. But having the right code isn't enough if there is no human accountability attached to it. That brings us to the second phase, which is author and expertise markup.
Tying it to a real person.
Exactly. This is where you tie that foundational code to a specific person. You implement person schema, explicitly linking the author of the content to their external verifiable profiles. So the state medical board, the bar association, their academic publications.
Okay, so now the AI knows what the credentials are and who possesses them, but then it has to verify that this person is actually who they claim to be across the rest of the internet.
Which is the third phase, entity consolidation and consistency audits. You have to meticulously scrub the web. Every directory, every obscure view site, every regulatory database must be updated so your business name, address, phone number, and license data are identical everywhere.
No probabilistic doubt.
You are actively eliminating any probabilistic doubt for the algorithm. Once the entity is verified, you finally move to the actual content the user reads.
The compliant content architecture. Step 4.
Yes. You must format your pages so the large language model can parse them effortlessly. A massive block of text forces the AI to burn computing power, trying to infer the context.
Doesn't want to work that hard.
No, it really doesn't. Instead, you need to implement FAQ schema. This prepackages your expertise into a clean question and answer format, allowing the AI to ingest semantic chunks of information cleanly. You put the direct answer to a query in the very first paragraph. You also ensure regular freshness updates, which signals to the algorithm that your information reflects current case law or current medical guidelines.
Got it. And the final piece of the puzzle, step 5, is anchoring all of this into the local ecosystem through Google Business Profile Optimization.
Right. For local businesses, your GBP is the anchor point for your entity's local trust. It has to perfectly mirror the schema on your website and the credentials of your authors.
This is a heavy technical lift. I mean, let's be real. Which is why the article notes that Austin CodeMonkey offers a free YNMYL SEO and AI readiness audit to help practices identify these exact technical gaps. They actually provide a direct line for businesses to evaluate their current standing, which is 737-932-7532.
It's incredibly valuable to get that baseline reading.
Definitely. Here's where it gets really interesting to me. I want to look at the reality of how these algorithms prioritize this data. So when a user is in a panic asking a medical question or a legal question, the AI is essentially playing matchmaker between the user's crisis and a professional's expertise.
Yeah, that's a good way to frame it.
Are we saying that even if a local attorney has the absolute best, most legally brilliant, most nuanced answer on their website, if they don't have this FAQ schema pre-packaging the semantic chunks and they lack that direct answer architecture, they just aren't invited to the dance? The AI will literally bypass brilliant human insight just because a competitor's code is formatted better.
In the vast majority of cases, unfortunately, yes. Generative AI evaluates confidence before it evaluates brilliance.
Wow.
If the model cannot confidently verify what question is being answered and who is answering it because the site structure is a mess and the schema is absent, it will bypass that profound legal insight. Instead, it will pull a slightly less nuanced but highly structured, highly verified answer from a competitor. In the YMYL space, the algorithm prioritizes safety, certainty, and verified credentials above almost all else.
That is a staggering reality check for practitioners who have spent 20 years building a real-world reputation, only to realize the machine simply doesn't care.
It is the environment we're operating in right now. To distill the core takeaway of this deep dive, Trust First AI Search is not a futuristic concept on the horizon. It is actively routing traffic and clients today.
Right now.
Right now. If you operate in a high-stakes YMYL field, law, finance, healthcare, safety, traditional SEO tactics will not save you. If you lack these machine-readable trust signals, you are functionally invisible to the engines driving modern client acquisition.
You have to prove your authority in the exact language the machine is programmed to read.
This raises an important question, though, and it's something I think is vital to consider as this technology scales. Mm. We have mapped out exactly how rigorous and technically demanding this new AI gatekeeping is. But if these algorithms become the ultimate unyielding arbiters of who is considered expert enough to be seen,
yeah,
could this steep technical barrier to entry accidentally silence brilliant, deeply experienced professionals who simply cannot afford high-end AI optimization? Are we risking a market reality where technically savvy, but perhaps significantly less experienced, practitioners completely dominate their fields simply because their digital paperwork scans flawlessly at the door?
That is a fascinating and slightly terrifying thought to leave on. The best doctor in the city being overshadowed by a mediocre doctor with an incredible development team speaking perfect JSON-LD. It fundamentally challenges our idea of a digital meritocracy. It turns out, to get into the high roller room, it's not just about how well you know the game, it's about whether your digital microchip scans green at the door. Thank you all for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the algorithms, keep asking why you're seeing the information you're fed, and we'll see you next time.
New from the Austin CodeMonkey Underground Lab, the Austin CodeMonkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin CodeMonkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Oh, Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is making legends take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.